CLX. Wait, you can't be shopping at Aldi. They're opening.
Good morning, Phil. And good morning. I think it's David. And I'll turn it over to Phil. We're just heading to Aldi's, matter of fact. This is N0TR.
What we ought to be doing is buying Aldi stock.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I'd be confused. Yeah, I think we ought to all be buying Aldi stock. Tom's probably doubling the value.
You know, Mike, I got David on the mind. We got so many Davids and a few Toms on here. My apologies, sir. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Well, we like to go early and make sure there's not many there. Bill, do you have any more side effects? The only thing we got out of it was a sore arm, and Bernice's was a little more sore than mine.
No, just a sore arm, and it was pretty much gone the next day.
You didn't grow horns and a tail like people are saying?
Nah, as far as I know, nobody's tracking me.
The government serum in that, they might be tracking you. Well, my neighbor signed his wife up, but that idiot didn't sign himself up. I don't understand that. I just can't with all of the facts out there. He said, I'll be walking around. He says, all you guys will be walking around shaking like you got Parkinson's disease here in about a year. And he says, then I don't know. I don't want to take it. And go ahead, Mike.
I don't know. People, I don't know. You know, there's always those around. That's why that we have insurance.
We're supposed to take the vaccine this afternoon at 2 o'clock, and they called yesterday and canceled it. He's 90 and she's 88, and he's just not making sound medical decisions these days. But I did everything I could to set it up, and I was going to take them there, and there's only so much you can do to tell your parents what to do.
Phil, did they have the first one yet, or is this the second one?
They're not taking either of them.
I did that to Bernice and I for some reason. And then that VAM system that I'd originally signed up on before Prisma Health, they kept coming back even after I had canceled the appointment. The lady down at Kmart canceled our appointment at Bunkum and remade it at Kmart on our first shot. And yet they still kept hounding me on the internet, and I just didn't answer it until after we got our second shot. And then I got a thing on there that said, that asked if you'd had the second shot, and I told them yes for Bernice and I on separate emails. They didn't bug us anymore. Go ahead, Mike.
Probably come Monday, I'm in the group, the next group. I've just got to figure out how to sign up for this dang thing.
It's not too bad. You can, I think you can go on the DX site. You can go to the Walgreens or CVS site. You can go to Prisma. You can go to Spartanburg Regional. That's what I got mine through. And I wasn't clear with you guys when I said they called. My parents called and canceled. That's why I said he's just not making sound medical decisions. He just got scared about taking it and canceled it.
That's too bad. Well, you know, that happens to all of us eventually, I guess, and it's just a bad thing, Phil. I don't know how you can combat against that unless you sign them up on your computer. Well, Mike, we did ours on the Prisma Health site through My Charts, they call it. You sign up for My Charts and do it. But we're at Greer, and I don't know what your decision might be.
And I can go on My Chart and do it. I went to Walgreens, and they say they have appointments. Everyone says they have appointments right now, but they won't take my appointment because it's not officially Monday.
No, you. I handle here is Phil, and I live in Boiling Springs, and you said Greer just now. I lived for many years in Greer and built a bunch of houses over there.
416LXCI. I could probably talk to you direct because I'm just pulling into work here in Spartanburg, right off of I-85, almost where it rejoined 85.
That's good. Well, it's good to meet you. I don't know if you're signing or what right now, but anyway, I sure hate that my parents are not going to take it. This has just been on off, and we've had a couple of fusses about it, truth be told, and I just finally backed off completely last week, and I said, whatever y'all want to do, it's your deal. So I've done everything I can, and if the COVID takes them, I've done everything I can, is all I know to say.
That thing, my 94-year-old mother just had her second shot. That was, my brother had to drive 6 hours to go pick her up and make her do it, so that's why she's here. Yeah, now I'm signing. I'm here. 10-6-CLX. I'll talk to you all later. Have a good day.
Thank you, Mike. Nice talking to you this morning. I'll try to remember your name correctly next time, but usually I just say I don't know unless I'm at home, and then I just bring it up on QRZ. Like I got a good memory. 73's Mike. But I got you last night, Phil, and I can't remember what I was thinking about this morning already. Dawn of a new brainstorm here, but yeah, I'm glad to hear you didn't have any side effects. Bernice, is your arm still sore or not? Okay.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bernice. I bet you got visions in your mind right now about what's for lunch, don't you?
No, I don't, matter of fact.
I can't remember what we had. Whoa, she made a big pot of chili yesterday. Oh, it was outstanding. I don't know how many different cans of stuff she puts in that, beans and whatnot, and tomato sauce and all that stuff. But, oh, boy, is it delicious. I took my neighbor over a bowl of it for his lunch today. But he's always got to add some Texas peak to it. We're just not hot enough for him.
Seasoning, but I don't like it burning hot. But I love chili. My mother-in-law puts tomato juice in there, and I don't like that. That thins it out. I like it plenty thick and hearty. And some people put corn, and I don't. But there's not much you can put in it I don't like, because I'll eat myself sick on it, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, she don't put corn in it or anything, but it's not, I don't like it real thick, Phil, like some people like it. And my daughter, Amy, when she makes it, it's just too hot for us. So she'll usually make it and then tone down a little bit for Mom and Dad if she makes any for us. Boy, sure feels like a freedom shot getting that second one. My nephew up in Massachusetts, who's a scientist, I asked him how long it'll be for the antibodies to really build, and he said about 2 weeks. Now, our daughter up in Michigan said that you get about a 61% or something coverage with the first one. And then the second one of the Pfizer goes to 95%, so thank the good Lord.
Yeah, I think we'll be fine, brother. Still going to stay away from people. And, I've always been kind of funny about my food and seeing people in restaurants back there screaming and yelling about the food prep. You got to be spitting like crazy in the food. Spraying and everything else. I'm never like that, so I wouldn't mind if they had to wear masks and food prep for the rest of our lives.
GR Mobile. You know, that's a good point, Phil, and everybody does it. I know when I used to do a lot of photography and had my own lab, shall we say, on the back porch back in Kansas, You'd hand somebody a picture, and then there'd be spots on it afterwards. They wouldn't realize it, of course, but especially the black and white glossy ones, you can really spot them up just talking. And we're just not crazy about eating out. It's just not something we've ever done a lot. Back in Kansas, we couldn't afford it, and down here, we just don't want to.
I paused a little bit there. I'm at 14 and 11, and there are two separate cops with people pulled over, both of them motorcycle cops. I hadn't seen many motorcycle cops on 11.
And they have forward-looking and rear-looking radar on those things. They are really sharp-looking gentlemen. And when we first moved down here, I got stopped by one up here about where we're at. We was going to the roadhouse for Bernice's birthday. And this guy was running radar because I have an escort radar detector here, and I knew it. Well, every stoplight we'd come to, he was on the left side of me, and I needed in that lane. And he immediately, with that BMW motorcycle, would accelerate to the speed limit. And I think the main reason was he was running radar in the left lane. So finally at the last stoplight before the roadhouse, I speeded up just a little bit. I give a turn signal, which very few people use down here, switch lanes, and boy, on come the blue lights. And he was a gentleman, and in talking to him, he said, well, I'm not going to give you a ticket, Tom. He says, you switched lanes a little too close to me back there, and I'll give you a warning. And that's the first ticket I had in the last 50 years, I think. And he started to walk away, and I said, no, wait a minute. And I called him back, and he says, you got a problem? I said, well, I said, I told you it was my wife's birthday. And I said, I've always heard you guys were first class, and you didn't tell her happy birthday. And he stuck his head up in the window and he said, happy birthday.
Yeah, well, I just had mentioned I used to live in Greer. They used to have some, I think they're gone now, have some real hot shot cops. I was coming home late one night, and there was a road that stopped. It intersected with another road, but didn't go straight across. You had to turn left and right, and I fully stopped and turned right, and on come the blue lights, and he got behind me, and so I turned right on the next street and just pulled over and stopped, and he got out, and he said, why'd you stop on this street? I said, I live here. That's my house. And he said, well, why didn't you pull in your driveway? I said, well, when a police officer turns on his blue lights, I try to stop as quickly as I can. And, you know, I guess half the neighborhood thought I was being arrested or something. But he was just real snooty. And I guess the law says you got to put on a turn signal even when you can't turn straight. But anyway, it was just ridiculous. I have great respect for the police force, but he was young. He looked like he was about 16 to me.
Yeah, I had one do that, a rookie, in back in Kansas. So Mom and Dad made me go up and pick up my sister. I was doing something, didn't really want to, but I did. And she had taken some kind of cosmetology school test up in Topeka and come back on the bus. So I went up to pick her up, and I turned left off of Broadway back in, 1965 or so. And this cop was coming up from it was 10:30 at night, and there was no traffic, and nothing in the way, but you wasn't supposed to turn on 5th, you were supposed to wait to turn on 4th. And he gave me a ticket for $8. And I know it's just because he was a rookie and trying to make some points.
So, man, it is so clear today. A few minutes ago, I was at that big knoll at 14 and 11, 26 and 11. And looking over toward Glassy, there wasn't a bit of haze, man. And it's supposed to be sunny for days.
It's supposed to be as warm today. It's supposed to be 60, and it was in the 70s yesterday. And there's a little bit of a cold front coming through, but from the tracking of it in southeast Kansas, it should run mostly north of us and not really affect us. And should have beautiful weather all the rest of the week, Phil.
3494 is back up. It's been up about 2 weeks, and it's sounding good. He's got a whole new repeater on that frequency, and I got a different idea that I like a lot better. A lot better. It's not as tinny sounding, and it runs a little slower. It sounds good. W4IQQ.
Remember that call, because the Q's kind of an unusual da-da-da-da thing. Well, we've arrived down here. I don't need any petrol, so I'm not going across to Walmart. So I need to mask up, and Bernice had it in, and she's got her quarter to get her basket with. I don't think we got any other plans for today. She wanted some rocks from Lowe's. Boy, it's going to be swamped this weekend, isn't it, with all this fine weather we're having?
Yep. All right, my friend. Well, get in there and keep the economy moving. I'll be listening for your final, W4 Never Give Up.
Really good to hear you this morning, and if we decide to go on a ride or something, I'll bring that item over to you that I forgot to give you, and if not, and you can drop by, well, we can feel safe about that now. Talk to you later, my friend, and have a good day. W4, Never Give Up. This is N0TR73, Phil.
Don't dare make a special trip. That's not something I need right now. I just want to put it in the box for future use in case I mount it in the car. So there's no rush on that, my friend. See you later.
004, Mike Whiskey Victor. Just doing a radio test to see if my HT can hit the repeater.
So quite nicely, W4, Never Give Up. I didn't get it, but I've got a phone call, so I've got a standby W4NGU.